We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, that was Charlie Slows as the Washington Nationals won the World Series championship in Houston on Wednesday night. It got us to talking yesterday, and we said, people were critiquing the call a little bit, having fun with it. And we were talking about, would you prepare for a moment like that in your career? And when the Pistons won in 2004, I remember specifically that George Blaha did have a call prepared. And he called at the end of the, that was kind of an inevitability. It wasn't like there was some shocking surprise. The legendary five-game sweep. And the final game was such a blowout that George, it's not like it was a last-second shot that won it. And, some people saying, you got to be spontaneous. You got to, react to the moment. And I said, well, think about the Lions. The Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. What if they won the Super Bowl? Don't you think that Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions, would want to have a call prepared? It would probably want to be better than that. So I talked to Dan yesterday, and he said, and he actually heard us talk about this. He goes, I know what I would say if they won the NFC. And I've actually known for quite a while. And just yesterday, as he heard us talking about this, in his mind, he formed what he thinks he would say if the Lions were ever to win the Super Bowl. He's not telling me, not telling you, not telling anybody, because, why would he tell us?
Well, he's never going to tell us on the air, so he should just tell us.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So then, we were kind of joking around, and we said, okay, well, I wonder what that call would be. So we thought we'd have a little fun with that today. 248-539-9797. Or on the ticket text 97136.
And we ask for you to do it in your best broadcaster voice.
Or
give us a little passion.
Or text us.
That too.
And we will read the text in our best broadcaster's voice over the radio. I kind of hinted at one earlier, which is, I'm not sure what the temperature is in hell right now, but there's a cold front coming in. The Lions have won the Super Bowl.
How about this one? This comes from Paul, okay?
Oh, I thought Paul was going to read it himself.
He gave it to me. No, you want to read it? No, you read it.
No, go ahead.
Okay. The Blarg Sector 9 Lions have won Super Bowl 317.
Okay.
Now, Dan's not going to be around to do that.
Well, and you never know.
You never know. He's a good check.
With the advances in health these days, maybe Dan will be a 265-year-old broadcaster calling Lions.
Here's another one that I thought of. Here we go. In my broadcaster voice. And they said there was absolutely nothing positive about the zombie apocalypse, except for every living human healthy body was in Detroit. And the Lions win the Super Bowl.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
It'll be a joyous space flight back to Earth from Mars from Super Bowl 593. The Lions have won it all.
Super Bowl 593. What Super Bowl are we at right now?
Will they still be doing Roman numerals at that point in time? Do you think? Were they like MCM, MLC? Yeah.
I got one more from Paul.
Okay.
This is good. And this is actually a positive one. This is actually the most positive thing I've ever heard Paul say about the Lions. The Lions have won the Super Bowl. And here is a very spry 64-year-old Matt Stafford to present the trophy. 64 years old. I mean, so he's saying in 30-some years they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what's Stafford? 30, 31, 32?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All the players are touching it. Although Stafford might have that trophy picked off on his way to... No, God, who would say that? That's a horrible thing to say.
Pretty funny. Eric Ebron would be out there. He'd drop the trophy.
And then you mentioned the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
I mentioned yesterday that the call would be cut off by the world exploding. Yes.
You're
and the Lions have a...
Come on, Tim, you got anything?
Silence, just absolute silence.
I feel like Tim's got to have a great one.
It's like in A Dark Knight arises when the field just collapses.
Hines Ward running down the field, and all of a sudden the field just breaks apart.
Mine would just be simple, like something like Bobby Lane and the Curse Can Suck It or something like that.
Bobby Lane and the Curse Can Suck It.
How about this one?
How about this? confetti falling from the sky, frogs falling from the sky. The Lions have won the Super Bowl.
And pigs flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think SOL needs to be mentioned in the call, doesn't it? Like, you mentioned the curse in Bobby Lane, something to the extent of, there he was, SOL, lying on the floor, bleeding out. The Lions took a knife and ended him.
Oh, come on. It wouldn't be that gruesome, would it?
It should be.
Okay.
SOL is very, very naughty.
Yeah. The Fords have always been builders. They built the first car. They built the first space car. And now 296 years later, they've built a Super Bowl champion. The Lions win it all.
200.
What if ownership like ends up selling?
No.
And then they win it.
No, it'd be
the Ford curse was real.
Yeah. No, what if it's like the great, 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 great grandson of William Clay Ford finally finishes what his great, 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 great grandfather started. The Lions have won the Super Bowl.
Oh, I love this. This could be my favorite topic ever on this radio station.
It's all make-believe.
Well, I like make-believe, yeah. Tom.
All right, we got some ticket text. 248-539-9797, by the way. The Lions win the Super Bowl. Do you believe in miracles? No. Dan Miller wakes up. So you're saying it only ever happens in his dream.
I believe that.
The Lions win the Super Bowl. Wait, there's a flag.
See that right there? That could be the best.
If it's like a final winning play. Stafford back to pass. He looks, he throws, touchdown. Oh, wait, there's a flag. Illegal hands to the face.
And the flag came out 5 minutes after the fact in trophy presentation.
The Lions win. Please warp home carefully. I don't even know what that means, but I like it. Please transform to home carefully. Dan Miller's call. After 85 years of ineptitude, the Lions are finally going to the promised land. I don't think ineptitude will come into it at all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It could, though.
The call should be, what are we doing here? They just hurt their chances at a better draft pick. That'd be if Mike Valenti were calling the Lions Super Bowl.
I think Valenti will be gone by then. I mean, he'll at least be 177.
No, I mean, I remember.
There are people, by the way, in the ticket text very angry, Jamie. This one just says, F you all, and I hope you burn in hell.
Wow.
So I don't know if he's talking about the Lions or the call, or he just hates the fact that we're making fun of the Lions' inability to win anything.
No.
No.
We actually, one time back when I was doing the show with Wojo and Mike was still doing the show with Terry, I remember one time at Crosstalk, we did a, here's our impression of the Valenti and Foster show. The next Monday after the Lions win the Super Bowl. And with Valenti, it was like, big deal, guys. Win two. Okay? Win two. Any team can win one. I mean, Seahawks won one, you know.
Tampa Bay won one.
Saints won one. But win two. Okay?
Eli won two. Yeah. Matthew, you
Eli,
win two.
Yeah. Got to win two. Okay? One's nothing. Two. You got to win two. All right. Well, should we read some more of these ticket texts?
Please.
From Griff in Royal Oak. Park your flying car and jump in your teleportation machine to teleport to the downtown biosphere because the Lions have won the Super Bowl. The common theme here seems to be not so much the apocalypse, but the amount of time it's going to take between now and their championship, right?
What do you think it is? Predict that. I mean, we'll all be dead. So predict it, Jamie. 700 years? I mean, in 700 years, you probably have to get lucky once. I mean, the NFL has been around for 100 years. This is year 100.
Yeah,
the
but
Super
it's
Bowl's
only
been
year
around
50,
for
what? 54, 55.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been 0 for 55. So what are we thinking? 655 and another 600 years, maybe.
Do you believe the Lions will win a Super Bowl in your lifetime?
No.
You really don't?
No.
I do.
No. In my lifetime?
Yeah. In your lifetime.
In your lifetime. You think you'll see a Lions Super
lifetime.
Bowl?
Huh?
You think you will live to see a Lions Super Bowl?
I think you will.
I mean, I'm in great shape. I will say that.
Are,
yeah.
You are.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a smaller guy. I think smaller guys live longer.
I figured it out. It's going to be a Super Bowl 666, right?
I do believe that.
But hold on a second. Just think about this for a second. I'm 44 years old, okay? So let's say I live to 80, right? That's a pretty good life. That's a life well lived, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl in the next 36 years?
No. Yes, I do.
No.
I do.
Please.
I do.
Tom, do you believe you'll be alive to see a Lions Super Bowl?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I think we're within the next 20 years.
20?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Closing in?
Yeah.
I just think, I've said this many times and I'll say it again. I think every Lions fan, unless you're probably, you know, the age of maybe Gov's dad or something like that, but I think every Lions fan has two assumptions. One assumption is that they're never going to win a Super Bowl, and the other assumption is that they're going to win a Super Bowl. And I know that doesn't make sense, but it does in a way. It's like, that's just
sure.
That's the nature of being a fan. You always assume it's not going to happen, but at the same time, you watch assuming it is going to happen.
Do you have any idea how unrealistic it sounds just from the standpoint of how many times in your life have you watched the Super Bowl week leading up to the Super Bowl? And then you watch like the day before and all the coverage is about the two various teams and like all the stuff that happens in the Super Bowl. I never once thought I would get the experience watching the Lions in it. You know what I mean? Like, it all seems like not even real to me. It all seems like a dream.
Well, and plus, we always talk about how the Lions are just seemingly always overlooked by the national media. Like, if you watch if you watch the draft on ESPN or NFL Network, it's always like they're hyper-analyzing the pick before the Lions, and then the Lions pick, and then they're like, okay, let's look ahead now to the Cowboys who are on the clock. It's like, and so, if they ever, let's just say the Lions played the Steelers in the Super Bowl, it'd be like Steelers, Lions. You know, we wouldn't even get the attention.
Right,
it'd that
we
be deserve.
About the Steelers losing rather than the Lions winning.
Exactly.
You are right, by the way. During the draft, it does seem like the Lions seem to always pick during the commercial break, right? So
yeah.
You never really get it. So it'd be the same thing with the Super Bowl. Don't you think they'd kind of go to commercial and we just miss the call completely?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Just remember, it's very rare in sports that a generation doesn't see a championship. It's really the Cubs and the Red Sox. Like, I'll use my grandpa, for example. He was born just before the Depression in the 1920s. And then he passed away in, like, 2009. So he never saw the Cubs win a championship.
Sure.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just puts the odds tremendously in our favor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.